local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Our third and final hour here on a Monday. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day as well on News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe, and Austin also with me here as we get set for a jam-packed final hour of the program, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. As always, we appreciate your attention and your interaction. Text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Depending on what happens here over the next 35, 45 minutes or so, Austin may be either a very excitable co-host or a very despondent, dejected, defeated co-host.
Right, now, I'm. I said I was an optimistic
very
camper in the
antsy,
last hour.
Energetic right now.
Yes, I am a very happy camper at this point. Bills are only up on us 24-17 with 10.5 to go. So, yes, I'm glued to the screen right now, buddy.
So we will monitor his emotions here along with all the headlines that you tune in for here. We'll start with our top three stories here before our first check this hour of the roads and weather. And, of course, it is the official start, I would say, of the 2024 presidential season with the Iowa caucuses.
We have a lot of people here. If this is any indication, the storm has had zero effect.
And Donald Trump is expected to win the caucus, but depending on the vote tallies, Governor DeSantis and Nikki Haley could pick up delegates as well. And of course, cold weather there. Wind chills tonight expected to be near 30 below zero. So there's that as well. Along those lines, around 100 million people are under some sort of wind chill alerts, and over 100 daily cold records could be set to start the week today and tomorrow. States from Oregon all the way down to our area. Tonight's not going to be, it's going to be cold tonight, 31 degrees, but tomorrow's really the day where we have a high of just 41 degrees tomorrow and then lows into the teens. So for now, both Escambia and Santa Rosa School District say it is business as usual for Tuesday, so prepare accordingly. And also in Israel, more than 24,000 people have been killed now since the start of the Israel-Hamas war on October 7th. Palestinian health officials made that announcement today. More than 85% of Palestinians in Gaza have been displaced due to the ongoing fighting as well. Those are our top three stories. We'll hit local headlines right after first check of this roads and weather this hour.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Looking at traffic here.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know. I'm chipper right
Company
now.
Company man.
Yeah. Looking at if we were down by a couple more scores, I may have been grumping through that. But anyway, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, not a lot to report on. We were dealing with a little bit here and there on Caroline Street and Pine Forest Road. But if you are experiencing congestion at this time, it should not be holding you up for too long.
All right. And taking a look at our forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Very cold air is on the way. As we head through tonight, there's a little bit of a chance for rain. Might see a few showers in the area as the cool air starts to come in. 50% chance. Cloudy skies and overnight lows are going to basically be down in the low 30s. All right, during the day Tuesday, a cold one with clouds and just a high in the low 40s, and there's a hard freeze warning Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, where low temps will be down in the teens to around 20 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now, not looking too bad. Cloudy skies and 59 degrees at the moment. Looking at some of our state headlines today, late night TV hosts are having some fun at the expense of the Escambia School District. This after last week's report that around 1,600 books were under review to ensure compliance with Florida state law.
The Escambia County Public School District in Florida, as part of their state's ongoing war against reading, is now considering, and this is not a joke, is now considering a ban of the dictionary.
I would not put it that way, but I'm not Jimmy Kimmel. The district says they're not considering banning the books in question, but they are being reviewed. The district is also wrapped up in a lawsuit over books that have been previously banned, as the judge ruled last week that the suit filed by publishers and authors could move forward. The Escambia County Public School District also has a school board meeting tomorrow evening. That'll start at 5:30, and they could decide to move forward with making the interim superintendent a permanent one. That's Keith Leonard, of course. According to the agenda, they will be discussing the evaluations of Leonard as well as the topic of superintendent selection. According to the evaluations, Leonard received a highly effective rating with an average score of 74.8 out of 88. That number averaged out of the five school board members who put in their evaluation. So we'll see what happens there. Good news story here locally with frigid temperatures in store this week. The United Way of Northwest Florida is racing to get coats into the hands of area children who need them most. Today, handing out nearly 200 of them to kids in Century.
We needed to identify locations, though, that are underserved. And so as we looked at Santa Rosa and Escambia County, which are our two locations we serve, we knew that Century is one of the locations that just isn't receiving the support that we wanted to.
And that's United Way's Stephen Prestesader, who talked with Channel 3, dubbed Operation Warm, and organizers say for some children it's the first coat that they've ever had. Of course, today Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and with the schools, government agencies, and most banks closed today, a chance to perhaps get out and to honor the memory, and parades and celebrations held in both Pensacola and Milton today. Over in Mobile, there was on Thursday, of course, it was during our show on Thursday when we had the shooting at the Bel-Air Mall, and police now say that they've made one arrest. 18-year-old Jaquentin Brantley is charged with three counts of shooting into an occupied building. Investigators say that two men got into an altercation, both pulled out guns and started shooting at each other. They are still looking for another suspect in that case. 6:18, we will take a break right there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked about this crazy case in Escambia County where an investor bought a tax deed sale and the county then demolished the home 8 days later and took the money that she had paid for the tax deed and used it to pay off liens on a different house that she didn't even own. Also talked about Biden's Charleston speech from last week, which was actually quite good, and a good conversation with Sheriff Bob Johnson about a horrible subject, human trafficking. You can find all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on this hour or this evening. That appears to still be the case. So if you're dealing with some congestion wherever you may be in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, you should not be held up too long.
All right, Channel 3 First Warning Weather. Currently sitting at 58 degrees, down to 31 overnight tonight as the cold front moves through, bringing a chance of rain, some of which could be blustery, maybe a wintry mix during the morning hours. Tomorrow high of just 41 degrees, mostly sunshine throughout the day. And overnight lows tomorrow are going to be in the teens. A hard freeze and wind chill advisories in effect for tomorrow. Wednesday's high, a little bit warmer, 47 with sunshine. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Florida organizations are sounding the alarm as the state investigates one of the highest number of human trafficking cases in the nation. Florida Alliance to End Human Trafficking says the state ranked third in the country. Children's Home Society of Florida says the I-10 corridor is a dangerous area where young victims could be kidnapped, especially at rest areas.
And Florida's citrus industry is remaining steady as it tries to recover from last year's decline. The latest report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows the state's orange, grapefruit, and specialty crops are the same as last month's projections for the 23-24 season. The operation took a major hit last season due to hurricanes and a disease known as citrus greening.
A Jacksonville-based sports apparel outlet named Fanatics, you may have heard of them, will soon lay off workers in Jacksonville. They'll let go of more than 200 people starting in April as they're closing its fulfillment center.
And Florida gas prices are heading lower. AAA reports that the state average dropped 8 cents in the last week to $3.08 per gallon. That's 19 cents higher than a month ago, but it is 18 cents lower than this time last year.
And just ahead of the Iowa caucuses, Donald Trump getting the support of another Florida Republican as Senator Marco Rubio announced that he's endorsing Trump in the primary. Rubio says he was able to achieve major policies when Trump was in the White House because Trump didn't cave to special interest or let bureaucrats block Republicans. Both senators from Florida, Rubio and Rick Scott, now have endorsed Donald Trump. Just before national headlines, quick recap here of our top three stories. As we are through hour number three, if you're just joining us, Republican voters in Iowa do have the caucuses tonight, officially kicking off the 2024 presidential election season. An Arctic blast sweeping over much of the nation. Around 100 million people are under some sort of wind chill alerts, and over 100 daily cold records could be set to start the week today and tomorrow. And that includes in our area, of course. And Palestinian health officials confirming today, since the start of the Israel-Hamas war back on October 7th, more than 24,000 people in Gaza have been killed. Taking a look at what else is going on around the nation and world, the judge in the Brian Koberger case is ordering the prosecution to turn over more information about how he was connected to the murders of four University of Idaho students back in 2022.
Investigators used genealogy tracing from DNA found on a knife sheath to identify Koberger. The defense wants to know more about that process and the family tree that linked Koberger to the case. The judge agreed to parts of the request. The defense is trying to get the indictment dismissed. Also, I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm sorry, Lisa. The search for two missing U.S. Navy SEALs is now in its fourth day. The two SEALs went missing Thursday after falling into the water during a raid of a small ship off the coast of Somalia. The first sailor fell into the water before a second sailor jumped into the water to attempt a rescue.
And the man charged with three murders of sex workers on Go-Go Beach, New York, is being charged with a fourth murder. Suffolk County District Attorney Raymond Tierney will announce the new charges against Rex Hoerman on Tuesday. He is the main suspect in the death of another woman, but there was not enough evidence to charge him at the time of the other charges.
Also, the principal who was wounded during a shooting at Perry High School earlier this month has died, according to a post on a GoFundMe page to help with medical expenses. Principal Dan Marburger died yesterday morning. Marburger had been principal at the Des Moines area school for nearly three decades. A sixth grader was also killed in that shooting back on January 4th.
And Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen are targeting U.S.-owned container vessels. On Monday, an anti-ship ballistic missile hit an American container ship, according to U.S. Central Command. The U.S. said on social media that the vessel reported no injuries or major damage and continued with its journey.
Also, a feud between Texas and the federal government over border security has hit a fever pitch. The state is blocking federal agents from entering a riverfront park in Eagle Pass, which has Democrats asking the Justice Department to step in.
This is unprecedented interference by a governor and state government on immigration.
That's Joaquin Castro, Texas Democrat, saying the state is preventing the federal government from doing their job. Three migrants, including two children, drowned in the Rio Grande over the weekend near Shelby Park. And also FlightAware, Flight Tracker, says that winter weather is continuing to impact flights. So far today, over 2,800 flights have been canceled and over 7,900 have been delayed. Midway, O'Hare, both in Chicago, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver are among those that are most impacted. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital. Pentagon says he was released from Walter Reed today. Austin was admitted to the hospital 2 weeks ago due to complications from prostate cancer surgery. That's a look at what's happening around the country and around the world today, January 15th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. 6:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up, followed by a look at what's happening in the world of sports, and we'll see if Austin's mood has changed.
Oh, it has.
Fox News,
I'm Tom Graham. Republican presidential hopefuls have been making their last-minute pitches to voters in Iowa ahead of this evening's caucuses. Fox's Rich Edson is in the state.
Trump, for months, has had a wide lead in the GOP primary polls. Now, Trump canceled a couple of events in Iowa this weekend, campaigned here yesterday. His opponents have criticized him for what they say is dropping in at the last moment. The DeSantis campaign said a disheveled Trump finally showed up in Iowa.
An Arctic blast threatening to chill caucus turnout. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean.
Negative two, zero. Those are air temperatures. But when you factor in what it feels like with the wind chill, you know, negative 20, negative 30, that's when it's dangerous.
And it's not just Iowa. There are winter weather warnings as far south as Texas, stretching from the Gulf Coast to the Northeast. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Saudi Arabia has nearly doubled the estimate for the value of its mineral resources from $1.3 trillion in 2016 to $2.5 trillion in 2024. Saudi Mineral Resources says this includes gold, copper, phosphate, and rare earth elements. The Saudi government announced it has developed three new exploration sites for mining, and 30 mining exploration licenses will be awarded to foreign investors in 2024. $20 billion in deals is also expected to be signed. YouTube has launched a service called First Aid Information Shelves to provide short videos for people to easily find if they're witnessing a medical emergency, such as a drug overdose or a heart attack. The videos are made by accredited health organizations and will appear pinned to the top of relevant search results. Medical organizations such as Mexican Red Cross and the American Heart Association partnered with YouTube to make the videos. That's your money now.
It's a new year, and that means new savings on your next Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. Remember 0% financing? Well, it's returned to Pete Moore Imports and is now available on all 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan and Taos crossover models. In addition to 0% financing, Pete Moore Imports is discounting those models like the 2023 Taos SE now from $31,245 and the 2023 Tiguan SE R-Line now from $34,791. Both discounted models offer 0% financing for 60 months. And with the new year comes the 2024 Atlas SE, now from $38,696, and the 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE from $37,361. Start saving this month at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Plus take delivery by February 29, 2024. For details.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next-day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Nick Sirianni's coached the Philadelphia Eagles for 3 years, and all three seasons have seen Philly in the playoffs. The Eagles, coming off a Super Bowl loss, started the season 10-1, but have since been 1-5. If the Eagles lose against the Buccaneers today, Philly needs to fire Sirianni and find a way to land either Belichick, Harbaugh, Carroll, or Vrabel, because this team is too talented to be playing this poorly, and all four of those coaches are better than Nick. I'm Zach Gelb.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, has not been much to report on this hour or this evening. That appears to still be the case. So unless you're at a busy intersection or something, there's nothing that should be holding you up for too long.
All right, meteorologist Alan Strom with the latest on the weather.
Very cold air is on the way as we head through tonight. There's a little bit of a chance for rain. Might see a few showers in the area as the cool air starts to come in. 50% chance. Cloudy skies and overnight lows are going to basically be down in the low 30s. All right, during the day Tuesday, a cold one with clouds and just a high in the low 40s. And there's a hard freeze warning Tuesday night into Wednesday morning where low temps will be down in the teens to around 20 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. And both Escambia and Santa Rosa school districts will be in session tomorrow, business as usual. So prepare accordingly. All right, awesome. What's going on here in the Steelers game, and then what's happening in the world of sports in general?
Well, in the Steelers game, there's a minute left. Steelers have the ball. They have no timeouts. Third and long here. They're deep in their own territory. It is 31-17 Buffalo, so it looks like the Bills are gonna escape here. And I say escape. It was a convincing win, but relatively speaking, when looking at some of the other finals we've seen in this postseason so far, I'd say this was actually kind of a breath of fresh air. And we just hit Freiermuth over the middle to get us to midfield. So we're trying to make it look as close as we can. I'll take that, really. But yeah, so not happy about that. But I just now mentioned how sorry the other games were, and we'll get into those now. So on Saturday, we had two games, Texans and Browns. That was supposed to be a really good one. And the Dolphins and Chiefs. These were supposed to be two of the better games of the wild card round. The Texans demolished the Browns 45-14 before the Dolphins were shut down by the Chiefs 26-7. Those were just totally disappointing. Browns and Dolphins were objectively likable teams this year and just stalled out the minute the postseason lights turned on. Meanwhile, on Sunday, the Cowboys, no one knows playoff choking better than they do. They were the 2 seed, hosted the 7-seeded Packers, who were tied for worst record in the postseason, and the Packers put up 48. The Cowboys were lucky to keep it within 2 scores. Final score 48-32. Wasn't all bad, though. On Sunday night, we saw the Detroit Lions, another likable story this year, beat the Rams 24-23 to give Detroit their first postseason win in over 30 years. So that's
all
pretty
right.
Cool.
Yeah. Other news and notes here. Caleb Williams, the projected number one overall pick, did declare for the NFL draft. Today's the last day for underclassmen to do so. Also, the Chargers confirmed that they had interviewed Jim Harbaugh today. So it looks like the Harbaugh tour of potential open vacancies is underway. College football, Arizona's Jed Fish is going to Seattle, taking over Washington, as Kalen DeBoer is now the Alabama head coach there.
And something I forgot to mention, the Bucks and Eagles, that's the last game of the wild card round. That kicks off in just about 20 minutes. Tampa Bay is the 4 seed. They're hosting the 5-seeded Eagles, who won the NFC last year.
No idea what to make of that game.
Hopefully it's as good as some of the others were supposed to be.
640 here on News Radio 92.3, looking at some health, business, and science notes today. Electric vehicles are getting a bit more affordable, and here's Michael Kastner to explain why.
That's thanks in part to Hertz, the rental car company that's selling a lot of its EV inventory. That includes high-mileage Tesla Model 3s, starting at around $20,000. The Chevy Bolt EUV is also selling on the Hertz website, starting at around $22,500. Hertz is selling about 20,000 electric vehicles after the cost of maintenance proved to be more than expected. I'm Michael Kastner.
Yeah, also, we have the Doomsday Clock, the hypothetical timepiece that measures how close civilization is to ending. It'll be updated next week. The clock kept by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists was started by a group of scientists that helped build the first nuclear weapons. The clock, updated a year ago, is at 90 seconds to midnight, the closest it has been to midnight since it started in 1947.
And nearly 40% of jobs around the world could be affected by artificial intelligence. Business leaders around the world, including the International Monetary Fund, are warning of the troubling trend that they say will worsen inequality in the workplace. The head of the IMF says that in the U.S., white-collar workers are considered more at risk than manual laborers.
Also, archaeologists say they found a massive network of cities deep in the Amazon rainforest. A study published in the journal Science says they date back 2,500 years. This is the earliest and largest urban network discovered in the Amazon, and it comes after 2 decades of investigations in the region. It includes wide streets, long roads, along with plazas and clusters of platforms for monuments.
Now, I got to tell you, I've been touching on how I'm kind of like a more of a history guy as of recently. But, and let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Whenever I see something that is like, I know it's old and I know that people once like were here and experienced all this and stuff, it's a very strange feeling to me. It feels kind of odd, you know? Like, for example, my grandfather, he passed away when I was an infant, so I didn't really have a chance to know the guy.
Sure.
My grandmother still has his workbench in the garage and, you know, stuff that he used. And I remember I just walked up to it. And it was just a weird feeling. It's like, wow, you know, my grandfather, a man who would obviously be very close to me if he were alive today, never met the guy. And
you still have like
I still have this stuff. He was standing here. He was using this stuff.
Yep.
I can't even imagine what it feels like. I mean, obviously, I don't know any ancient people in the Amazon. But I mean, just to put into perspective how old that is, I think that's pretty wild to think about.
No, it is. And, you know, I think of you know, the opportunities that my wife and I have had to go to Europe and London, Paris, and Rome specifically, of course, being, you know, some of the more historic places. It is interesting, especially Rome, because, you know, you talk about the ancient ruins that are there and that they go to great lengths to preserve. Going through the Colosseum and just seeing original staircases that haven't been refurbished, that they have blocked off, so it's not like you can walk on them. But just being in that and so close to proximity of being in places where, I mean, people thousands of years ago were in.
It's surreal.
Yeah, it's crazy. 6:45 here. We've got pop culture notes right after another update on the roads and weather. Yes or no? Is there anything going on?
No, actually, there's not. I'm looking around here. There's nothing that should be holding you up too long. I will say, though, I'll take this opportunity.
Oh, there's a sponsor.
No, there's not. Well, I guess I'll sponsor the Steelers. Squeaking into the playoffs since 2011. But no, we just lost 31-17. Honestly, as I said, compared to some of the other scores in the NFL wild card so far, that's all right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance for rain. Overnight lows will be in the low 30s. It's going to be chilly Tuesday with highs just in the low 40s. Lots of clouds, some clearing late. And then Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, we've got a hard freeze warning. Low temps down in the teens to around 20 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and the rain will not be Austin's tears.
No, but
he seems pretty mild.
I have to worry about my own house flooding perhaps when I get home. The deepest emotional thoughts hit you at night.
Right now we're at 59 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, down to 31 overnight tonight. So yeah, we're going to get Chiefs and the Bills next week
in Buffalo,
and that's
yes.
going to be Patrick Mahomes' first ever road playoff game, which is just crazy to think about.
Really? That's going to be interesting then.
Yeah, it is. Let's see, pop culture notes today. So if you're into the award season in Hollywood, we have the 75th Primetime Emmys. Those are going to be on Fox starting in 15 minutes. The award ceremony was originally going to be in September, but of course, due to the writers and actors strikes, was delayed. And so they're going to be live in Los Angeles tonight at 7 o'clock.
On Fox. Fans of the iconic 1955 TV sitcom The Honeymooners are remembering Joyce Randolph. Randolph's son told TMZ that his mother passed away peacefully in her sleep and of old age. She was in her New York City home. She was 99 years old. She's the last member of the cast to pass away.
And Bruce Springsteen is lending his support to a movie. It's been reported the icon will be a consultant on the movie that's about making of his 1982 album Nebraska. The 74-year-old has allegedly been hired by director Scott Cooper. He's known for his 2009 film Crazy Heart, starring Jeff Bridges.
You know, if we were seeing like a biopic, I guess, like how Bruce Springsteen rose to fame or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like that's one thing because we see that all the time. Just one album, I find that weird. It must have been one noteworthy album. I haven't done research on it.
I wish I could give you all of the intel on why this is a big deal.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Okay.
I know Bruce, honestly, I know of Bruce Springsteen because of the Christmas song that he sings.
Oh, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, and he also sang that Born in the USA.
Oh, okay. That's another one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he's obviously a big deal. I'm not a big fan of him either, though. Nothing personal. I just don't really listen to him. But, I mean, who knows? I guess Nebraska and that album and its creation must have been a banger. Some wacky and weird stories here. Just in case we wake up tomorrow with 6 feet of snow on the ground, Alan Strum would have to lose his job if that happens. But don't worry. I think you're safe, Alan. You cannot clear out the 6 feet of snow by pouring gasoline on it and lighting it on fire. Police in a Nebraska town, appropriately enough, had to take to social media and make that announcement over the weekend. It didn't sound like anyone was hurt, but police also didn't say if the individual would be getting in any trouble for doing it. I mean, I know that sometimes stupidity, once it becomes a danger to others in society, I understand how that could be a criminal offense. I don't know. It just sounds like some ignorance that just needed to be addressed to me.
So just looking it up on Wikipedia, obviously the number one destination for accurate attention to detail here.
Yeah.
Nebraska, the sixth studio album by Springsteen. It was released before Born in the USA, FYI. Springsteen recorded the songs as demos on a four-track recorder, intending to re-record them with the E Street Band, but decided to release them as they were.
Okay.
Nebraska remains one of the most highly regarded albums in his catalog. The songs on Nebraska deal with ordinary, down-on-their-luck, blue-collar characters who face a challenge or turning point. The songs also address the subject of outsiders, criminals, and mass murderers with little hope for the future or no future at all. Unlike previous albums, which often exude energy, youth, optimism, and joy, the vocal tones of Nebraska are solemn and thoughtful, with fleeting moments of grace and redemption woven through the lyrics.
Well, okay. So. With more serious subject matters like that, assuming that he had, I don't know anything about Bruce, assuming that he had like a humble beginning and he had his run-ins with people like this and it inspired him, yada, 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 I could see that being cinema potential there. But that's the only thing I'm getting from that.
Yeah. Also here in Wacky Stories, a Louis Vuitton is selling a sandwich bag for just over $3,000. It's not actually a brown paper bag. It looks just like one, though. It's made of cowhide leather and also has a blue fabric fastener, which resembles how a lunch bag may be taped shut. It was designed by Pharrell Williams. There's also a matching shopping bag, which comes with handles, too, if you're interested and you have a few thousand dollars to set on fire.
Yeah, I was about to say a few thousand dollars to burn. If you ought as well, don't put gasoline on snow, anybody. But if you are going to put gas on anything, put it on the money and burn it, because that's about as you're putting it to about as good of use as you would be if you bought this thing. I mean, as I said, I don't understand why people do this. It must be like some internal validation. Like, I want to feel humble because I'm so clearly not. There's my artistic takeaway from that. I didn't get much from Springsteen's album, but I got a lot there.
Yeah, I like that. 6:50, we'll take our final break here on a Monday. More wacky stuff and some good news as well. Pensacola right now.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You will need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9 a.m. to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinky Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When the school board.
Were you going to say? Okay, never mind. I'll go. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. I will keep it brief, as there has not been much to report on all night. There is seemingly nothing going on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. So if you're dealing with some congestion, it should not hold you up too long.
Very cold air is on the way as we head through tonight. There's a little bit of a chance for rain. Might see a few showers in the area as the cool air starts to come in. 50% chance. Cloudy skies and overnight lows are going to basically be down in the low 30s. All right, during the day Tuesday, a cold one with clouds and just a high in the low 40s. And there's a hard freeze warning Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, where low temps will be down in the teens to around 20 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, we are sitting at 59 degrees. Overnight tonight, 31. Tomorrow's high, just 41. Right now, Escambia and Santa Rosa School District saying business as usual. Kids will not get the day off school because it is too cold. All right, looking at some more wacky stories. A guy in California saved up for decades to be able to buy his dream car. It was a 1962 Chevy Impala convertible, and it cost Seth Wayne a little over $100,000, and it was stolen just weeks after he bought it.
You work hard for this, you know, and people just come and, you know, snatch it right from you. Not the kind of thing you want to do on your birthday. They didn't know how to open the hood of an Impala, so they bent the grill. And as you can see in the video, the grill is busted just to open the hood. And, you know, they could bring it to a chop shop, part it out, try to repaint it. It just sucks, you know, these punks are out here doing stuff like this.
Yeah, so, I mean, that sucks. It is pretty remarkable that he sounds as well as he does during that interview there. But
well, and see, I mean, the thing is, when you go through hardship, you have to be able to toughen it out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's what I'm doing right now. I mean, I lost to the Steelers. That's almost like losing a $100,000.
It is in some ways the exact same thing.
Yeah, I'm sure Seth Wayne would agree 100%. There was a rumor in the New York Post about how Disney was opening a maternity ward at their parks so mothers could give birth and then take photos with Mickey. Well, it was a joke from a fake news source, so it's not true. But the story claimed that families could reserve the maternity suite for $5,000 a night, and there would be well-trained and experienced doctors working there. I mean, I could see Disney being this accommodating. Didn't they have the whole line holder thing for people to use the bathroom and stuff? Obviously, this is quite a leap, but I don't know. If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Disney.
I should go home and record my wife's reaction when I pitch to her.
Want to give birth to Disney World?
Hey, the next time we have a baby, if we're blessed and fortunate to be able to do so, Disney has this thing where they have their own maternity ward, and right after you give birth, you and our baby can have pictures with Mickey, and we'll see what she says. Not going to go over well.
Nope.
Saudi Arabia is planning to build an underground city, and they're billing it as an upside-down skyscraper. They're calling it Aqualum. They plan to dig into the side of a mountain and fill the hole with a massive network of homes, stores, luxury hotels, and movie theaters, and everything else you may want or need, except the ability to easily step outside. The spot they picked is right on the side of the mountain, right by the ocean. You'll enter it by taking a boat through an underground tunnel. The only part you'll see from the outside is the roof, where they plan to have lots of trees and space to walk around. There's also an open area in the middle to let in sunlight. They say it'll be about 330 feet deep, so it's not really a skyscraper, but it's still a 25-story underground building. They say it's a futuristic living space. Your thoughts?
There's no way. I don't have much thoughts on it because there's no way I'm going to live long enough to see that or even hear the news of it. We're talking 25-story skyscraper underground.
It's like all this. It's going to basically be like a futuristic mall there. It's just underground, I guess.
And it's going to be 330 feet deep. It's going to have all this stuff, you know, home stores, luxury hotels, whatever. Yeah, no way. There's no way I'm living to see that. Some quick good news here. This year's Miss America winner is an Air Force pilot. Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh was crowned during last night's pageant in Florida. Good for her. The 22-year-old Colorado native is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and becomes the first active duty officer to ever win the Miss America title. But that's not all. She's also a master's student in public policy at the Harvard Kennedy School. So she doesn't need my validation with the whole good for you. She's got it all figured out.
Well, listen, you know, any guy who is interested in a girl is going to be intimidated, right? You know, it's just something that you got over. How about you're trying to go on a date with an Air Force pilot who was a Miss America winner and goes to school at Harvard?
Yeah, insecurity has no place there.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for us here on a Monday. Same time, same place tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.